really start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude?
We on, baby.
I like history. I'm not a huge history buff, but I'm more of a weather man. I told you I was researching the weather, dude. Dude, it is. I might try to become an amateur meteorologist. You don't need that many. I mean, you know, it'd be nice to have a Doppler, but I can always like check out the local channels.
A Doppler?
The Doppler.
How would you get a Doppler?
Oh, I'm not going to get one. I can, if I have like a hygrometer, something to measure wind speeds, and I can just like observe the different types of clouds. Like, dude, if I see a nimbo cumulus or cumulus nimbus,
there you
dude,
go.
Careful, bro.
Cumulonimbus?
I think it's cumulonimbus.
There are cumulus, right?
Yeah, it's cumulus clouds. There's a stratocumulus, like depending on the different levels.
Get
of
some
it.
Stratos up there.
Yeah, or if I'm watching the Doppler and you see the red mixed with the green. Oh boy,
watch
careful,
out!
Careful now.
What happens then? Then you run that into some tornadoes.
95% of the time, it's going to be extreme weather, but yeah, there's 5% chance you're going to run into a tornado.
Trying
to touch down, yeah. Dude, but I was reading...
Now, on the Fujita scale, where would you rank the tornadoes you
Funny you talk about Fujita, bro. Fujita was actually growing... So Fujita lived in a town, almost a village, excuse me. One more day. Fujita lived... That was first thinking...
What?
Man, we're talking about Fujita. I was talking about the area that was going to get bombed that he lived in. Funny thing was, there was a dense fog covering that. So they didn't bomb that town. And they instead, I think they bombed Nagasaki, I think, instead of the town that Fujita lived in. And then since they spared him, he ended up becoming like a heavy contributor to meteorology.
Oh, my God, dude. Wait, Fujita was Japanese?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's crazy. I never even...
You didn't think? Well, probably because you don't think about that kind of stuff.
I didn't think the Japanese were into tornadoes.
Yeah, bro. It's the land of the gods. They have nothing but natural.
They never have tornadoes.
Dude, they have earthquakes like crazy. Japan is
earthquakes,
land of the gods.
But that wouldn't be the
they
Fujita
They might get a
scale.
Nader, too. Well, I think he got out of Japan.
Of course.
I think he left his
hood. Of course.
Hood.
I just never... For some reason, the Fujita scale, I
dude,
never...
I swear, I think they have fucking... What did you think did it?
I just never thought about it.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't even realize that was a partner.
I thought you were messing around. I thought you were saying like you don't even think about that kind of stuff.
I literally never thought about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he's from Japan, dude.
Wow.
Fujita
That's
scale. He's from Japan. And
he definitely invented it in America.
Oh, for sure. It's like the Fujita slash someone else scale, too.
I don't think many other places get tornadoes like...
Really?
Like us, yeah.
Look
Tornado
up,
Alley?
Look up if Japan gets
Europe
tornadoes.
Europe doesn't get too many.
It says tornadoes in Japan are like rare, but they're not like unheard of.
Yeah,
you know,
Japan
like they happen
the
every
gods,
now
bro.
And again.
They get fucked with weather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're on the
typhoons can cause tornadoes.
What?
Typhoons can cause tornadoes.
Ooh, what you want? Yeah. What you want? A big wave or a tornado?
Well, typhoon is not a big wave.
Big old wave.
It's like a big storm.
You're thinking tsunami.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Also, a Japanese word. Tsunami.
True.
Tsunami. No.
That's the only way you can describe a humongous wave coming at you. It is a very wavy word, like tsunami.
You're thinking typhoon, you're thinking big waves. So it does result in big waves. So I think a typhoon is just a hurricane in that hemisphere.
In the ocean?
Doesn't it go the opposite direction? I swear to God.
Dude, I'm the weatherman.
You don't have shit about weather.
No, it's just
you
the name.
You thought typhoons were big waves because of like water rides being named typhoon. 100%, I know that's why.
It's just the name of a tropical cyclone, like
yeah.
in that part of the world.
That's yeah. what
so an ocean tornado.
No, like a
hurricane.
It's the same as a hurricane.
Right below a hurricane.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I don't even worry. I'm more of a storm chaser. If I hear about a typhoon,
I'm a storm chaser. I call storm chasers, dude. I love tornadoes.
True.
I call that.
You got to call it on air, dude.
I did call it on air.
I thought I made it clear that
I
was
I called it
man.
On air. I called on air that I was tornado chaser because I didn't even have to deck out the Chevy Cruze. My weight alone in it. I didn't even have to weigh down the Cruze.
We're just spinning your Chevy Cruze in the Gravitron levels. You're just like, damn, this thing's fucking strong.
What is it on the Fujita scale?
But yeah, man.
I love YouTube and some F5s.
You are a storm chaser.
I love F5s. Yeah. YouTube. I was on a kick for like months of just watching tornado.
Fuck, dude.
They're awesome.
They rule.
Literally awesome. That's the way to describe them.
No, they are
awesome.
They are awesome.
Terrifying,
dude. It's pretty fucking nuts, man. But yeah, they. It was funny though because they got into all the history of like how weather. Well, they talked about like the invention of weather forecasting, which goes back to like Aristotle, I think. And he was, you know, back then he had a couple misses.
People were giving it a shot back then.
A hard shot. Aristotle he called a couple things.
I've been pissed lately. Every day I wake up, it's fucking hot out.
I know.
I'm done, dude.
Well, if you're paying attention to low and high pressure systems, you'd know. high pressure. Usually, low pressure is bringing some cold. So, such a cocksucker. Well, you can, dude. Da Vinci apparently started the hygrometer. Da Vinci left a thing of wool outside, and he would weigh it. And he was like, "Damn, this thing's heavy on some days." And he's like, "Oh, the air has water in it." It's like, "Holy fuck!" So then, the stories of weather inventions are so fucking funny. There was Da Vinci did the hygrometer. Aristotle tried to do. He got some weather swag, but he also was like, "And the fucking sun revolves around the earth." And people were like, "Man, man, like you fucking lost that one." But
idiot.
That's where the term meteorology came from. It's like meteorology. The word meteor back then was just like shit in the sky. It's like, oh fuck, there's meteors, and it would be like stars.
yeah.
Or like, you know, whatever, it was like clouds and shit.
Damn. I told you that time, I've said it on here, I have still been a couple times. One time me and my friend were smoking weed, laying in the back, mm-hmm. backyard, and we saw a shooting star. And he was like, "Is that really like a star?" I've never forgotten it. I was so high that I was like, "Dude, I think, like, this is the dumbest understanding of science I've ever heard in my life." Like, I was like, "You have no grasp at all of, like, what's out there."
It's a meteor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dummy.
Or a meteorite.
I quickly.
Whatever that difference is.
Meteorite? Meteorites are smaller.
I don't think that's true.
Okay, that's fine.
Not about what's smaller. Meteorite crashes to the earth.
Yeah, meteorites go in the atmosphere.
Smaller,
yeah.
Once it burns to the atmosphere.
Sure.
Come on.
No,
if it was
wrong,
too small, it would just
that.
Disintegrate.
What part are you talking about? Like, stratosphere? What part are you talking about?
The atmosphere.
Do you know how? Okay, so you're talking about hanging pretty low to the earth then.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
Literally hitting the earth.
Yeah.
Reaching the
meteorites
earth.
Would get in the atmosphere and hit earth.
No doubt.
Yes.
Small, definitely got whittled down by the stratosphere.
Some of them.
You know, the stratosphere is like 4,000 degrees, but our air particles are so far apart, you wouldn't feel it going through there.
Hmm. You know, that's pretty neat.
That's, you know, dude, the book is just facts, dude. It's just,
that's cool.
It's just loosely connected facts. Also, yeah, I'll eat the meteorite thing. I didn't know that. I took a chance.
That's all right. Well, you were very bold in your stance on it.
Dude, all the great weathermen, all the great, dude,
true.
Galileo.
You, Hurricane
Galileo,
Schwartz.
Galileo,
Hurricane McCusker.
Schwartz,
Hurricane
Aristotle,
McCusker.
Fucking John Celsius.
Fujita.
John Celsius. Whatever his name is.
John Celsius.
Dude, for real. It's like John Claude Celsius, and there's a dude whose name was Fahrenheit. The dude who was Fahrenheit did our whole system, Fahrenheit system, is based on the freezing point of water. It's like the difference between ice and the temperature of his own body. You know, it was like 98.6 degrees. And then the guy who did Celsius originally had the freezing point of water was 100 degrees Celsius, and the boiling point was 0 degrees. And as soon as he died, they were like, you know, let's flip that around.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
What an idiot.
So stupid. The first thermometer had no numbers. So.
I still don't know which one we're Fahrenheit.
We're Fahrenheit, yeah.
The rest of the world, yeah. Celsius.
Rest, everyone else, and the scientists within America are like, we also do Celsius, because it's just much, it's an easier
it's
thing.
It's easier.
Because it's like 32, 212, you know, whatever. But the...
although it feels like Celsius is a little, it's... not as accurate, you know?
Really?
It feels like because the numbers are small. Like, ours is, Fahrenheit's much more like it's 78 degrees. Mm-hmm. But I bet, could be wrong here, but like if it's 22 degrees Celsius, what's 22?
22, well, think about the boil.
It's got to be like 80 degrees.
No, it's like
no.
It's like 70.
22?
Yeah, that's like
50 would be 100 degrees. Think about
71.
It.
71.
What? All right. Wouldn't 50 degrees Celsius be 100 degrees Fahrenheit? It's basically double, isn't it?
I don't
212's boiling point, 100's boiling point. So you'd think it'd be somewhere like double it.
50 is 122.
Yeah, basically. Look, awesome change.
We don't know what's going on.
Dude, I know everything about the weather.
You
right now.
Know less than me somehow.
No, I don't.
It's just pretty impressive.
I just hipped you to fucking... Dude, the first thermometer had no numbers. It was just like... It would get hot. You would just see like a mercury would stick out. And you're like...
Yeah, that wouldn't really do you much good.
Look at that.
You'd be like, it's hot. Yeah, I knew it was hot.
It's hot as fuck.
Hot as fuck. This stinks.
So check, dude. The original weather... There's actually an award for amateur... weather forecasting that they give out every now and again, so I'm gonna try to like, that's a lifetime achievement.
Try weather,
predict, yeah, but it's tough, dude. Again, when you have the Doppler going, dude, that was another thing. The Doppler, I think I told you this. The Doppler was a military invention. Some British guy was like, "Can we please get a fucking laser beam to shoot planes out of the air?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "Here's radar. It won't shoot them, but it'll tell you where they are." And they're like, oh, "Fine," and they're like, "Damn, why are the clouds fucking like?" You know, different colors and shit. And they're like, and they figured out that, like, you know, when the clouds are going this way versus that way, it's some weird shit, but it's pretty tight.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. They started going into the different military history of weather. and how the like I told you about the Russian thing and, you know, all the other stuff. The D-Day was, they were like, dude, give us a, we need a 3-day grace period for X amount of humidity, low tide at a certain time. You know, it can't rain for like 3 days, and that, they hit it right on the head. And then like a week later, just a horrible storm came and washed the docks. Dude, it's pretty fucking nuts.
That's awesome.
Pretty fucking tight. But the
yeah, most inventions and technology are based around war.
Yeah.
Like throughout.
Just smashing people.
Yeah. Yeah, like World War One. Yeah, for sure.
But no, that was there was one other thing too in terms of the weather. It was fucking, it was killing me. It was so fucking funny. But either way, I forget. But dude, I'm all about it right now. I'm watching the clouds. I'm low pressure, high pressure. Just trying to see what's going on, dude.
What do you think? I bet it gets cold soon.
You know, I'm just going off the 10-day forecast. It's, yeah, you're right. It's like getting chilly. It's getting chilly.
Called it. I'm gonna try to start. I'm just more of an instinctive weatherman.
True.
You know, I feel it in my bones.
Yeah, meteorologists like me. You know, the guys who do the Farmer's Almanac, we're kind of like,
well,
okay,
we'll see. Me and Franklin, we're all over it.
We'll see, dude. A lot of great men also have, you know, stuff to do with the weather. It just happens that way. I don't know what's
Subscribe. Hit the fucking notification.
Smash that motherfucking subscribe.
When people say that, it drives me nuts.